We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jed Hoyer will join us during our normal polls position segment.
But that will not derail our baseball conversation.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
How long will I be able to go before I ask him about the ninth overall pick?
How you guys doing?
End it.
If Jed Hoyer had to take over for Ryan Poles for a day, what are you targeting with the ninth pick?
That didn't take long.
Well, certainly he's the one that knows what he's doing. I just said, like, the original trade was so good. I trust him.
I know.
Decision.
But come on, play fantasy football at a high level. Come on now.
My gut always is just build through the lines.
Boring.
But again, it's really boring, but that's, you know, everyone wants skill positions, but you asked my opinion. I gave it to you.
I did. Jed, thank you for dealing with our nonsense.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you.
All right. I bet you Shane and Tanny liked Jed saying he would draft a lineman.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Guy whose opinion you respect universally on everything. Yeah. Always says a smart thing. And yeah. What's not right here in this situation?
Yeah, I guess I disagree.
Super boring.
Yeah.
Jed likes to do it. He was digging in on the draft with Chris and I.
Shane and Chris really dig into this draft.
He was?
Yeah. No, we have our consultants. We're not allowed to say who they are.
Oh, sorry. It wasn't one of them's Jed.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
We don't have to disclose that, so we're not going to give that out for anybody.
I love him flatly saying that Bill Belichick could not be a baseball manager.
He's wrong, by the way.
Yeah, he's probably wrong.
I don't think he could do it.
Whatever the motivator is, yeah. Do your job.
He's wrong.
I don't know.
Man Genius, maybe. You can get Man Genie in there.
Yeah.
You hung out with Man Genie, didn't you?
I did. He was at Nick's wedding.
So, you know his name tonight? Man Genius?
It's a judge coach, sweetie. I should go say hello.
One. Two, three,
and here we go,
Jim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
After a few glasses of wine and a few tequilas at Nick's wedding, man, Jeannie was over there by the bar. I was like, said to Steph, like, I should go say hello. What?
He'd like me to go say hello.
Yeah, I think he wants me to go say hello.
He's waiting. He knows I'm here.
She's like, why did you phrase it like that? I'm like, Tanny knows.
Why be married if you can't reference something that your spouse has no idea what you're talking about?
Exactly. Yeah, that 100% happened, Tanny. We were just like, I should go say hello.
That's tremendous.
It was an amazing moment.
So pure insider Sopranos reference just for yourself.
For myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one
That's
else
excellent.
Heard it. I've watched The Sopranos with her, but it was still way too deep of a cut to expect her to get.
See, I was thinking,
like, where's Tanny?
I was thinking that you and Tony were relating on, like, the ego of, like, I think I should say hello, which I would share after a couple of tequilas at a wedding. Be like, you know what? In my line of work, in my spot here, I ought to go say hello to Eric.
I mean, I think Mangini enjoyed enough the conversation. I mean, he's there for 5 hours. He's happy to talk to some people that he doesn't know.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so,
and he's no longer a head coach. He's like, oh, you remember me when I was a head coach?
He's a media schmoozer. So, yeah, we had a fine conversation, but I definitely I pep talked myself with the Sopranos line of I should go say hello, and I was very proud of myself. I was just smirking.
But Steph gave you nothing. Steph gave you nothing, which is another reason you should be married to Tanny.
We've thought about it.
You know?
At least I have. Yeah, that's why I tried to get him with gifts.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we just don't have the same love language.
You would have green lighted Pie Oh My going up on a wall somewhere.
100%.
At what time of day do you think you do your most thinking about wishing you were married to Tanny?
Couple tequilas, couple glasses of wine, Eric Mangini in the house.
Yeah.
I was walking over there. I was like, man, does she really get me?
Shane, it's a good question. What rooms in the house are you in when you're doing most of that thing?
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll get there.
Yeah. I love you, Tanny.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks.
It's good. No, yeah.
Vibes are good.
Yeah.
Vibes
awesome.
Are strong
awesome.
Around these parts.
Did I make it weird?
I know.
Did I make it weird? But yeah, Jed Hoyer was on. The Cubs continue to win. The Bulls won last night. We will get to the Bulls in a little bit more at length here in just a minute. But before we get into any specifics about the Cubs, he kept saying when we were asking him questions about either spiking the ball on Michael Bush or downgrading Kyle Hendricks, you know, at the time we were talking, he's like, it's just April 15th. It's just April 15th. Too early. Too early. You and I always talk about baseball time and sample size.
That's right, because the old Red Sox manager, Joe Morgan, said, baseball time. Right. He taught us a lesson.
Yeah. Question is it also too early to say the 2024 Cubs are resilient?
So far, you have to say they are. 18 games in with all the injuries and everything that's gone on, even just within this road trip, to blow leads multiple times and still come out of the last two series with series wins, series win in Seattle, series win in Arizona, that's a good team. Diamondbacks are a good team, even though they started, you know, somebody in the middle they're not thrilled with, and Brandon Pfaadt, and they don't have their closer right now, but everybody's got some stuff. The fact that they came out of there with a split after the ugliness of the Tuesday night loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. And good signs. Good signs on the resiliency. And you will take 11-7. Looking at those first 18 on paper, even with a healthy team, you would have taken 11-7.
Yeah. But so you put a qualifier in there with like so far. And like, of course, so far they are resilient. But like, for a sample size of a player, we would say it has not been enough to say that Michael Bush is a big league hitter, or it's not enough to say that Kyle Hendricks is struggling. And you're right. We 100% would take 11-7 healthy with the schedule. But I find this to be just, it almost feels like the sample is bigger if I'm attributing a characteristic like that, because it's about overcoming Steele and Tyone and Merriweather and Saya. Yeah. And the road trip and the teams that they're playing on the road trip, difficulty of the schedule and new manager. Like, it feels like a lot has gone against them early.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I guess I'm still burned by the September collapse after 5 months of talking about the metal and the strength and the character of that bunch that rose up, and they were better than their win-loss record by the underlying metrics even before that collapse, and we were looking at it. So I know how long the baseball season is.
Yeah.
So I'm a little hesitant to apply resiliency as an overall thing in terms of the whole season. So that's why I went back to so far.
Okay.
I will say, though, to your point, this manager is so good and so malleable and ready to adjust to whatever he has that it should give fans a lot of hope. Like, seeing just, all right, I got Wesneski. Look, he's rolling. Oh yeah, you know what? I'll just stick with him. I'll just keep going and going and going and going the way he did yesterday. That's a piggyback. You know, there's like all these different creative ways that you could deal with a bullpen. And he's got everything in the back pocket. He's down for the opener, which he was part of the beginnings of in 2017. And he's down for the piggyback if it works out that way. He's down for whatever. And really getting to know his players and reading his players. And I find that to be an extreme positive that I'm already enjoying.
Yeah, I think so too. We know he's good at it. We know he's smart. We know he is steady. One of his characteristics is he doesn't get too high or too low. I remember we did a show last year later in the season, and you were like, Ross is the kind of guy that would throw over a table spread. I was like, but I don't think that he did. You know, I thought that he would maybe be more like the guy that would set up the bar tab for them on that off day.
Oh, right, I remember that.
In Scottsdale and book some tee times and say, let's go out, blow off some steam together. And we asked Nico about it, and he was like, He didn't flip over a spread, and he didn't do the bar tab thing, but maybe he's a little bit more likely to do the bar tab thing, but I don't know. I don't know that Craig is either.
I don't know that Craig would have to, though, because he's got a pedigree that's a little different. In fact, it's a lot different. Like, everybody just kind of knows the level of respect that he has. You see, Torrey Lovello, before this series began, called Council the best manager in baseball. Just flat out called him that in pregame before the first game of the series. Well, yeah, it's interesting. They picked up the best manager in baseball. Troy Lovello is pretty damn good at his job, just made the World Series, and he's throwing that around cavalierly. And like anybody in that Cubs clubhouse, council comes preloaded with gravitas that may mean that it can be smaller moves as opposed to trashing a spread if need be.
Yeah, I think it also might. I'm thinking back to what you said about last year and the September collapse. Obviously, they think that it would not have happened if Council was there instead of Ross. Obviously, mm-hmm. they believe that, and that was a part of the reason why they made the hire and just the opportunity for the upgrade. Not as much about a negative for Ross, but an opportunity to get clearly better. But did they experience as much adversity?
Early?
I mean, Seiya got injured in spring.
Yeah, so they were Seiya-less.
So Seiya, that started early. But I kind of remember it being more smooth.
You know, they had a lot of ugliness early because of the Seiya replacements and what people did in that regard. But they started out hot, right? They started out hot before they made it to Miami and then lost. Remember they got swept at Miami against the Marlins when they were 14-10, and that unleashed a bad stretch at that point. But no,
in terms of
injuries, not quite like this, but expectations were very different as well.
They were lower. I guess I just mean adversity, because great teams will lose to bad teams. You'll have. Great teams will get swept. You'll play bad baseball for a week. I'm not talking about consistency. I'm talking about like straight up adversity. This team should be 7-11, not 11-7, with what they've faced early, where they've had to play the games, and who they've had to play them against. And they're not. That to me bodes really well for if they have a run of good health. Or a run of good luck, or an easier stretch of opponents playing at home. I think it bodes really, really well that they've been able to bounce back after devastating blown lead and devastating injury after devastating injury, and keep stacking series wins. I think I'm going to give them that tag of I expect them to be resilient. They might have too many injuries to win, but they don't strike me as a team that's going to roll over here or make excuses about, we just had too many bad things dealt our way, or the schedule was just too tough, or the London trip was just such an inconvenience. Mm-hmm. This team's just, they're tough, they're resilient.
Well, give it to them. I enjoy your passion for them and your belief in that as a calling card, and I do hope it's true. And there are certain things, like the collection of individuals do lend themselves to that. And that part of that is the manager. Part of that is Bellinger, who looks to have found himself a little bit offensively, at least yesterday, with a home run on the ace swing and then a little poke for another RBI. Our guy Nico, since the Nico game the other night,
yeah,
he went 4-for-5 the night after that.
Yeah, putting him in the top of the leadoff spot.
Yeah.
And he gets 4 hits.
Yeah, 4-for-5 the night after that, and yesterday hit the ball hard a couple of times. How about Christopher Morel defensively with a tremendous road trip?
Yeah.
Even though the offense has completely fallen off the table, and I don't know if the finger injury has anything to do with it, but Morel behaving like he has defensively to heavy praise from Council after the game yesterday, what that does to open up the possibilities and make you feel a little bit better about some things, makes that looming Patrick Wisdom decision that much more interesting.
He's back at Wrigley. I saw him today.
Wisdom is?
Yeah, Wisdom photographed walking into Wrigley today.
We got a corresponding move yet?
No, it was just a fan outside of Wrigley that took a picture of him.
It's interesting. So there'll be a corresponding move, and maybe it's Madrigal. Maybe that now if you can trust Morel a little bit more, then you send Madrigal down and you have Wisdom as a possible defensive replacement and power hitting third baseman. Because I don't think they're going to send Garrett Cooper down. I don't think they're going to send...
silent type, Tanny.
It could be Canario. You saw Mastroboni play some outfield last night. So maybe it's Canario back down and Mastroboni is your bonus outfielder. Him and Talkman are your bonus outfielders without Seiya.
A lot of Cubs, a lot of Bulls today, but 1 week from today, Caleb Williams is a Bear. Draft coverage on The Score is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Coby White had a breakout game in a play-in game. Zach LaVine had a breakout game in a play-in game last year. Similarities and differences before Poles position next on the screen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.